You're made to do great things. And now, you have to also grow, so you can't do maybe all of your great things at one time, but you're made to do great things. And I think that's true for more people than just myself. Welcome to Am I in the Wrong Room? A podcast about rebuilding your life after abuse or just from being an adult. Join me and my guests as we explore different aspects of life and, most of all, becoming our most authentic selves. I'm Kimberly, your host and fairy god sister.
As the pain begins to ease, not often we can see the beauty in the pain. Not often we can see the value that we gain. Now listen, little one, the wounds will heal in time. I know it weighs a ton, but baby, you'll be fine. You'll be fine, 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 fine.
Welcome to season two of Am I in the Wrong Room? Thanks, guys, for coming back. Thanks for being patient with me during the delay. Life got really busy, really hectic. There were so many things building on top of each other and falling apart and coming together. But we're here. We made it. It's season two. Let's get started. This season, we're going to look at a few themes. Rebuilding, building, realization, and winning. It won't just be me, it'll be myself, and I have a whole lineup of guests to talk about just different issues that come with rebuilding, building something new, and trying to just win. Even examining, what does winning really look like? I think we all have this concept of winning. Maybe a lot of it reflects back on what we see on social media, like, what does winning look like? And winning may be very different to all of us, and it may be very different after a slew of incidents in your life. Winning may have gone from the house, the car, the luxury, the bags, to the peace, the kindness, the regained friendships, and the new prospects. It may be slight disappointment, but finding joy in the fact that maybe there was something that you accomplished if it wasn't all that you wanted to accomplish. Last season was heavy. I talked a lot about what it was like, especially in that first year after you leave an abusive relationship. I really wanted to leave something for somebody because there's so many people who are in varying degrees of abusive relationships. And while narcissist is becoming sort of a buzzword, when you deal with someone who actually has narcissistic personality disorder, textbook, self-aware, can be diagnosed by any professional, there's a lot of self-doubt that goes into it. There's a lot that when you're a friend of an abused person that you don't understand. There's a lot when you're a potential new partner of a former abused person that you don't understand. Same if you're the family member, same if you're the coworker, same if you're a lot of proximity persons to an abused person. I just wanted to kind of break that stigma and leave something for somebody, just a guide. Here is what the tunnel is going to be like, but there's definitely light at the end. And this season is about walking into this light. We're out of the tunnel. Let's go, guys. Before we get into today's episode, did you know that you can make a podcast just like I did? If you haven't heard, check out Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Anchor has the tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. They'll distribute the podcast everywhere. Everything you need to make a podcast is in one place, and best of all, Anchor is totally free. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So on today's episode, I'm going to be talking just about picking the right challenge and picking the right challenge level. So let's get into that conversation. In some more recent disappointment, which we'll talk about in this episode, my sister Bestie said something very interesting to me. She said, and I quote, "From leaving an abusive relationship this year, you could have laid down and done nothing but be a human, and no one would have blamed you. But you chose to do something and you actually did it. One challenge is getting out of a bad situation, be it a friend who betrayed you. I mean, betrayed you and took your whole family with her. Betrayed you and took your whole friend group from you. Destroyed your property and God knows what else. It could be a relationship. It could be a toxic job. It could be any level of just mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual being worn out. Leaving that is one challenge. But another challenge is, what are you going to do after? Like my friend said, for some of what a lot of us go through, your reaction, you can't be blamed for that. If at some point you stop and decide to just exist, it's actually likely extremely justifiable. I choose to just exist. This has been overwhelmingly ridiculous. And at this point, if existing, merely existing is what brings me peace, merely existing is what I'm going to choose to do. And many times, no one will blame you for that. But I think there's a school of thought we should look at. You're made to do great things. And now, you have to also grow. So you can't do maybe all of your great things at one time. But you're made to do great things, not a great thing, not just be a kind person, not just be an empathetic person, not just work on yourself. You are made to do multiple great things. The challenge in picking the right challenge level, where do you start? There's an element of needing to start as a beginner and as a student, especially if it's something that you're new to, because that element of always being able and ready and willing to learn is essentially how you're going to, how do you say? I don't know, when? There's lots of things that you can pull that you've accomplished and that you know into the entire process of meeting the challenge and actually doing it. But when you're going to pick a challenge, it has to be something where you're not just running. You're not running from the past situation. You don't just distrust everybody because you've seen that people can do some insanely dirty things to you. You don't just choose to give up and never try again. You don't choose to go just do something completely different. You went to school, you took out loans, and you either paid those loans or you didn't pay those loans. And you have this career that you thought would be great, and you have a lot of money coming in, but you're unhappy. The challenge is, are you willing to leave that money behind in search of that happiness in a different career or a different kind of lifestyle? There's some drive inside of you, because I know it's inside of me. The quote that I mentioned was directly in relation to me and a small complaint I had about grad school admissions. I am extremely driven, and actually someone asked, are you doing these things and are you like this because you were in this relationship? And the answer is no. I was always like this. I am always like this. I do a lot of different things just because I've decided that I want to try it and I want to see if I can succeed at it. And there was a period where for a little while, even before my ex, where I didn't do that. I didn't know what to do. I was so busy trying to fit in and be liked. I wanted people to want me. I wanted all of these things, but the drive to do all these other things never went away. And I think that's true for more people than just myself. I have another friend who's also building her own business. She's stepping out into the entrepreneurial field. And while she has a family, she can't just get up, give everything up, and just start the whole building process. She's got to build and maintain all at the same time. But that drive has always been there. Her dissatisfaction with some of the work and positions that she's had, well, I know people who are completely fulfilled in the exact same industry in extremely similar roles, she feels disgruntled and unsettled at. I have watched her, and any entrepreneur can tell you, I have watched her and myself come up with these amazing ideas, plans, processes, back ends, how we're gonna actually make money, how to maintain our mental sanity, how to keep our mental health intact, and then be met with fear and stop. Not give up, just stop. To listen too closely to the people in the comments who aren't talking to us, and way too closely to the people who feel that they're giving expert consulting advice and telling us they don't like things like our company names and how we plan on launching in a process that basically ensures, you know, success. We get worried and we start measuring up to? How do I sound against all the other podcasters? How am I doing against some new podcast friends? And it seems like they're killing it. And I'm over here talking about this sad and sorry topic. How do I align? But my alignment has nothing to do with theirs. You're driven. And sometimes we may think that we're aiming too low or that the field is too flooded. But again, I'll mention something I said last season. I specifically heard on a podcast with Sam Sanders of NPR. It's been a minute, and he made a really good comment that changed my perspective. It's a period of Black abundance in media with podcasts and YouTube, influencers, beauty companies, technology, investor funding like the Genius Guild and Kathy Finney and all of these other areas. What it should show you is that you can do it and that there's a place for you. It's not that the barrier of entry is low or that you can do a sloppy job. That goes into picking the right level. But to pick the right challenge, don't be worried when you see other people around you. Sometimes we think we're aiming low, but we're really just aiming in the wrong direction. It's not the right platform. Or we need to build something else before we go over there and try to kill it in this direction. I heard about this strategy that lions do or carry out when they're trying to hit a herd of prey. They'll send the oldest lion out away and on one side of the herd that they're trying to catch. And all the younger, more agile lions go to the other side. And the older lions roar as loudly as they can, as fiercely as they did one time when they were the young, agile lions. And the herd, hearing the roar, runs away from the roar and towards the agile lions waiting on the other side. Don't run away from the roar. Run towards the roar. Away from the roar is where the chap is. Away from the roar is the challenge that seems like you can actually meet it. Maybe you perceive it's going to take some level of growth and effort. Maybe you feel you can do it the bootstrap way. Maybe you see that you're going to still have to spend a lot to get started. But away from the roar is where you run, when towards the roar is where you should go. Towards the roar of people who are doing exactly what you want to do. Because in some industries, or at least for me in interior design, you're pitted against one another as competitors, when the reality is that you're really collaborators within an industry. We're all so different. And yes, I'm still talking about interior design, but no, I'm also still talking about everybody else's industry. We're so different that you cannot meet the needs of every single user, nor should you try to. You have your target and ideal podcast listener. You have your target and ideal beauty customer. You have your target and ideal interior design client. You can't serve everybody. There are enough consumers just in the US alone for all of us. Now, I understand some people are really backhanded and they steal and they copy and they undercut, and you know, you submit a proposal at a certain price because that's what it actually costs, and this person undercuts you. However, go towards the roar. This is the time when you're choosing the right challenge and you're choosing the right challenge level. Protect your energy, honor your discernment, work through people pleasing, and get rid of anyone who doesn't align early on. I'll admit, at the prodding of some friends, I've re-entered the dating world. It has lots and lots of pee in it. I think there's some coke mixed in too, but that's not really the topic of today's episode. I say all this to say, different things have kicked in. The not try, the give up, the oh my gosh, it's only been a year. Me trying after a year means I never actually cared about this other person. There's so many things, and this is just a small example of what I know has to be running through your head when you're trying to pick a challenge. None of that matters. And that can lead into our life update. I applied for grad school. I have never not told any of you that I haven't applied for grad school, because I did. I applied as both a lighting design and interior design major. I was really disappointed to find out that I was accepted for one of the majors that I applied for. It was a dual program. So now I'm mulling over, what exactly do I do? I met the challenge. The challenge of overcoming the fear of thinking that I could not possibly with ADHD, with an almost 15-year career in financial services on the accounting side and the auditing side, go back to grad school as a non-designer in a designer program. It was the right challenge level. It was the right challenge. Now the question is, does the answer align with the overall life challenge goals that I have? I'm also at a year from leaving an abusive relationship. Shout out to old me for doing something I know she did not want to do, for taking on a challenge I know she did not know how she was going to accomplish, for having faith, and not in current me, definitely in God, but having faith to take a leap of faith. When you choose the right challenge level and you choose the right challenge, how you actually get to win, well, that path is not so straight. I saw a graph once that said how we usually think success is, and usually it's a straight line from the bottom up to the top, when really it's an entire scribble that goes up and down the page and across itself and then to the top. And even then, it's still not a straight line. It kind of squiggles. Always think of that when you're choosing your challenge level. Always think of that when you're choosing your particular challenge. Look at your small wins. I got into grad school. I can be a designer. I have learned so much in the time that I've waited about where it is that I want to go and how to do it. And now my challenge is, what do I do? And is there any alternative plan that I've learned? Now, of course, I'm just using myself as an example, but I want you to have this conversation with yourself. That's it. Let's move into some journal prompts. Write down all of your skills. Every skill you actually have, whether you're good at figuring out a process, maintaining all of the details, working with your hands, you have good taste, you're extremely creative, you can come up with context plans, whatever your skill set may be, and I don't mean the skill set of your job, whatever the things that you notice that you're really good at or that you like to do that you can't make into a complete job, write them down. If money was not a factor, and when I say if money was not a factor, I don't mean like you won the lottery, you have endless funds available to you, your bills are all paid, you're not in debt, you don't have a house, you don't have a car. I don't mean that. I mean knowing that you have to work. You'll have to learn how to work. You'll have to work differently. And you may have to take on multiple jobs to get back to the same amount of money or the money that you're trying to get to. What would you do? What would you rather spend your time doing all day rather than what you do? What could you do that would support the lifestyle that you actually want? That said, there are so many influencers, from being able to work remotely and having unlimited travel days, and some people start their own businesses. Some people like their corporate jobs, and that's okay. But what would you rather do? And if you want to stay in your corporate office, I mean, that's fine. Please don't let me detract from that, but write it down. What would you rather do? I want you to think critically. Is what you're trying to do something you can just do and attain and probably do a good job at? Or you could just do it and you can make whatever amount of money that you're looking for? Or is what you want to do require a new version of you that you don't even know who it is or how to become that person yet? And I want you to affirm yourself. If I'm not copying, it doesn't matter who is doing it. They are not me. I am not them. They are an example that it can be done. I am smarter, faster, wiser, and stronger than I think I am, and especially than they think I am. The things that people say to me are a reflection of themselves and not always a reflection of me. Every day I strive to be the most healed version of myself, and I thank past me every day for the sacrifice they made for me to be here. Y'all, thanks for stopping by. Check in next week on Thursday, and I promise I will be on time. There will be no more delays. Seasons 2 and 3 are planned out, so we won't have these big breaks again. Enjoy this weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Don't let any loser waste your time. And I want you to remember something. I haven't said it in a while, but I really, really need you to remember. You are love, and you're going to win. Bye. So none of that recorded. I was just in here talking to myself for the sake of talking to myself. All right. Talk about, this is really going to be an ad hoc kind of thing. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh, all right. I mean, betrayed. You don't just with Sam Sender.